what is appropriate for the guest, then you accept. Meaning the chief of the tribe or the head of the family, right? Whatever is the responsible person, if he commands his subordinates, okay, make a tent for them, you know, offer them some milk, offer them some yogurt, give them some bread, give them some meat, whatever. Faqbalu, then you accept. Okay. What if they don't do? فَإِلَّمْ يَفْعَلُوا فَخُذُوا مِنْهُمْ حَقَّ ضَيْفِ الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي لَهُمْ. If they don't give, then you take from them the right of the guest. You take from them the right of the guest, which they were supposed to give. Because these people, they were supposed to offer you food, for example. They were supposed to offer you lunch, dinner, whatever. And now they don't care. They are so rude. They are so rough. Or they are just stubborn. For whatever reason, they are denying your right. Then you take, and ulama have mentioned that you have the right to take in any way. You can trick and take food. Because a traveler, if he is not going to find food, how he is going to survive? How he is going to continue his journey? And how he is going to travel further? And how he is going to go home? Obviously, this was in the early period of Islam, when there was agreement with the non-Muslims that they will offer hospitality to the Muslim travelers. And they agreed. So if they agreed, now they have to fulfill their agreement. And if they don't do so, then you have the right to take your right. You have the right to take your right with your might. You just grab your right. Obviously, this does not apply in a normal situation. Like, for example, nowadays, you are traveling. You go to Indiana. Say you go to Ohio, right? And it is lunch time. You just knock the door and say, "Where is my lunch?" And if they don't give you your lunch, you cannot just walk in to somebody's home and say, "Well, I came to snatch my lunch." This does not apply to our times, because in our times we don't have any agreement with the non-Muslims. Or even with the Muslims, there is no agreement with the non-Muslims. And even with the Muslims, there is no agreement that you would go somewhere and they are going to offer you hospitality. Unfortunately, nowadays we cannot expect even for the Muslims to offer you any hospitality. People have changed so much. Even if you visit your own friends, they will not ask you to come inside the house. They will come out of the house and say, "What do you want? Why you came? Okay, just stay here. I'm going to get that thing for you." They will not say, come on, you know, come inside. Let's sit down and talk. You know, please have some tea." People feel very much burdened. Unfortunately, this is not the sign of Iman. Iman is related with generosity. Iman and karam, they go together. Mu'min cannot be bakhil. Mu'min's heart is very wide, very big, very open. Why? Because you believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. And you believe these are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially the Muslims. Muslims are a special people for Allah Azza wa Jal. So if you treat the special people to Allah well, Allah is going to treat you well. Allah is going to look after you. And if you spend something for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, will that be waste? It will never be waste. It will come back to you with multiplication. Whatever you spend for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will always reward you back. Allah will give you barakah. The more guests you have at home, the more barakah you have at home. This is the rule. The more guests you have at home, the more barakah you will have at home. This is a rule, this is experience, this is mujarrab, and this is a well-known fact. This is an established principle. خَيْرُ الطَّعَامِ مَا كَسُرَتْ فِيهِ الْأَيَادِ. The best food is that in which there are more hands. The best food is that in which there are more hands. The more hands you have in the food, the better. Why? Because the more people eat, the more barakah you have. The more people eat, the more Allah will be happy. The more people will eat, the more people will praise Allah Azza wa Jal and say Alhamdulillah. People will show gratitude and shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal. So, the place where Allah is mentioned more, that place will have more barakah. No, this is my burger. I want to have my burger only. Have something which you can share. Have something which you can eat with the people. You know, if you just have, let's say, olive oil. No fancy thing. No curry, just olive oil. And you have bread. Make bread into pieces. Give each piece to one, each person. And let them dip the bread into the oil and eat the bread. In one bread, how many people can eat? So many people, right? You buy a bunch of bread in $1.50. $1.50, you can buy 10 breads. And with this much of olive oil, 10 people can eat in $1.50. Is that better? Or you buy a burger for $12 and swallow it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dhayfahu." Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, he should honor his guest. Right? So Uqba ibn Amir, he says to that, "I said, Ya Rasulullah, I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed you send us. So we visit people who do not offer us hospitality. Fama tara, what do you say? What do you see? What is your opinion?" He said, "In nazaltum biqawmin fa'amaru lakum bima yanbaghi lidhayfi faqbalu." If you stay with people and they command for you what is appropriate for the guest, then you accept. And if they don't do so, then you take from them the right of guest. So guest has right. Obviously, the rule now is lenient. Because now, mashallah, you have hotels where people can stay. You have restaurants where people can eat. But the ikram is there. There is no obligation now as such. The wujub is not there. But istihbab is there. It is still mustahab to offer hospitality. And it is still part of the khuluq. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم أو ليلة فإذا هو بأبي بكر وعمر فقال ما أخرجكما من بيوتكما هذه الساعة قالا الجوع قال وأنا والذي نفسي بيده لأخرجني الذي أخرجكما قوموا فقاموا معه فأتى رجلا من الأنصار فإذا هو ليس في بيته فلما رأته المرأة قالت مرحبا وأهلا فقال لها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أين فلان؟ قال ذهب يستعذب لنا من الماء إذ جاء الأنصاري فنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصاحبيه ثم قال الحمد لله ما أحد اليوم أكرم الضيافة مني. قال فانطلق فجاءهم بعذق فيه بسر وتمر ورطب فقال كلوا من هذه وأخذ المدية فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إياك والحلوب فذبح لهم فأكلوا من الشاة ومن ذلك العذق وشربوا فلما انشبعوا ورووا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي بكر وعمر والذي نفسي بيده لتسألن عن هذا النعيم يوم القيامة أخرجكم من بيوتكم الجوع ثم لم ترجعوا حتى أصابكم هذا النعيم، رواه مسلم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the story Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم one day he left home, either one day or one night, the Rawi has doubt. So our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left home, and then Abu Bakr also came and Umar also came. Our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he left home at a time when he usually did not leave home, because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم's life was very organized. This is the time he would be at home, this is the time he is in the masjid, this is the time he is doing this, you know, activity, whatever. So you know where he is and what he will do. But he left home at a time when he did not usually leave. And Abu Bakr and Umar, they also came out at the same time. So he said, مَا أَخْرَجَكُمَا مِنْ بَيْتِكُمَا هَذِهِ السَّاعَةِ. Well, what brought you out of your homes at this time? Why did you come out? Why did you leave home? قَالَا الْجُوعِ. Abu Bakr and Umar said, we are hungry. We are hungry. It is not like we are hungry that we want to go and eat in a restaurant. We are hungry meaning there is no food at home. Allahu Akbar. Abu Bakr, the best Sahabi and the rich Sahabi, wealthy Sahabi, no food at home. And food does not mean cooked food. There is no food, like there is no date, there is no fruit, nothing to eat at home. And so much hunger that, you know, you are so desperate that you don't know what to do. Okay, you just leave home. Inshallah, Allah will do something. Allah will give something. Okay, we have to go out and look for something, right? If we go out and look for something, Allah will give something. It's like birds, when they wake up, what they do? Birds, as soon as they wake up, they start moving around. Rasulullah has mentioned in a hadith that they leave home early morning, empty stomach. And in the evening they come back and their stomachs are full. So who provides rizq to the birds? Allah Azza wa Jal. But do the birds sit in the nest and say, Ya Allah, send the food to our nest? No. They leave. They look. And then Allah gives. So when you are in a desperate situation, you just go out. Abu Bakr went out, Umar went out, radiyallahu anhuma, and they were honest with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, "Al-ju', ya Rasulullah, we are hungry." Unfortunately, sometimes we lie. If you are hungry, people say, "No, no, I'm okay, I'm okay." Why you are okay? If you are hungry, say, "I'm hungry." Right? Obviously, you are not supposed to beg people. That is there. But your own close friends, your own family members, people who love you, people who trust you, people who care about you, there is nothing wrong with saying, you know, I'm hungry. So, Abu Bakr and Umar said, Al-ju' hunger. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَأَنَا وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي لَأَخْرَجَنِي أَلَّذِي أَخْرَجُكُمَا. I also swear by the one in whose hand is my soul. What brought you out of your home also has brought me out of my home. Meaning, I also came out of the house because I am also hungry. So, let's go and see what Allah عز وجل does. And how Allah fulfills our needs. Then Rasulullah said, okay, stand up. Meaning, let's go. Where? No question. Let's go. The Sahaba are always ready with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right? فَقَامُوا مَعَهُ. So they stood with him. Yani they started walking with him. Rasulullah came to see and visit an Ansari Sahabi. There was Ansari Sahabi. In this hadith, the name is not mentioned. In some other hadith, the name is mentioned. This is the hadith of Muslim. So that Ansari Sahabi, he had lots of trees, so he had farm, and he also had lots of goats. And because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew if he is going to visit him, he is going to be happy. Our Prophet knew if he is going to visit him, he is going to be happy. So he went to him. But unfortunately, إِذَا هُوَ لَيْسَ فِي بَيْتِهِ, he is not at home. He is not at home. But his wife saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So she was very happy. She said, مَرْحَبًا وَأَهْلًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, welcome, welcome, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So Rasulullah said to her, Aina fulanun, where is such and such person? Abu al-Haytham. Yani, where is your husband? Right? Where is the husband? Because this is the first question you should ask a lady. Where is your husband? So she said, Zahaba yasta'adhibu lana min al-ma. Ya Rasulullah, he went out to bring us sweet water. What is sweet water? The wells in Medina at that time had salty water. So people usually used to go out of the city, out of Medina, and there was a well whose water was sweet, you know, was good to drink. So he went out to bring us sweet water. While she was talking, the husband came, Izja al-Ansari. And he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sahibain yani two companions, Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhuma. He was very excited and he said, Alhamdulillah, ma ahadun al-yawma akramu adhiyafan minni. Alhamdulillah, today nobody is more honorable to have guests than me. Nobody can compete with me to have honor of having such guests, because our Prophet is there, right? On the earth, there is no other prophet. Abu Bakr is there, Umar is there, radiyallahu anhumah. On the surface of the earth, there is no other Abu Bakr, there is no other Umar, radiyallahu anhumah. So today, no one is more honorable to have guests than me. Then immediately he went and he brought a bunch of dates. Dates used to be different types. Even nowadays, you have dry dates, you have fresh dates, and you have dates which have just come out, right? Busr, tamr, rutab. So he said, Kulu min hadhi, ya Rasulullah, please have this. Now, he did not say, okay, wait until the food is prepared. This is not how you welcome the guest. When you have guests, you welcome them and offer them whatever is possible straight away, whatever you can. And then, in the meantime, the food can be prepared. And that way, the guest can be entertained and the guest can be looked after, right? And there is another wisdom the ulama have mentioned, that before having the actual food, it is good to have fruits. Having fruits before having the main course of meal is good. So they had dates. Usually fruits, they have some sweetener inside, so they make you feel satisfied. So when the food comes, you don't jump on the food. You take time and you take it easy and you eat whatever you need. You don't eat, you know, more than what you need. So he said, Kulu min hadhi, eat from this. Wa akhadha al-mudiya, and then he took the knife, meaning he wanted to go and slaughter a goat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Iyyaka wal halub, avoid the goat that gives milk. So some goats, they give milk, and some goats become old or old enough, or they don't give that much of milk. So the goat that is giving milk, well, you need it. So there is no need for one meal. You just, you know, slaughter that goat, and the next day there is no milk. And then you keep saying that, oh, some guests came, and actually because of them, we know our family is suffering, right? إِيَّاكَ وَالْحَلُوبِ. Avoid the goat that gives milk. فَذَبَحَ لَهُمْ. So he slaughtered for them. فَأَكَلُوا مِنَ الشَّاتِ وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ الْعِذْقِ وَشَرِبُوا. So they ate from that goat and also from those bunch of dates, and they drank. فَلَمَّا أَنْشَبِعُوا وَرَوَوْا. When they were satisfied with both food and drink, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Abu Bakr and Umar, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَنْ هَذَا النَّعِيمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. By the one in whose hand is my soul, you will be certainly asked about this blessing on the Day of Judgment. Imagine, they were hungry, right? And they must have been hungry for some time. Otherwise, nobody would leave home just like that. They must be really hungry. But even after that hunger, because this is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal to have food, there is going to be questioning on the Day of Judgment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتِكُمُ الْجُوعِ ثُمَّ لَمْ تَرْجِعُوا حَتَّى أَصَابَكُمْ هَذَا النَّعِيمِ. The hunger took you out of your home. Then you did not return home until this blessing came to you. Meaning that now you're returning home, and mashallah, you are satisfied and you are full. So still, this is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask you. فَلَمَّا أَنْشَبِعُوا وَرَوَوْا. When they were satisfied, then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said this. From this, some ulama have mentioned that it is okay once in a while to eat full. Generally speaking, we should not eat full. Generally, we should eat in moderation. You know, like it is mentioned in some other hadith, that we should eat one third of the stomach, and one third for drink, and one third for the air. حَسْبُ ابْنُ آدَمَ حَسْبُ ابْنُ آدَمَ أُكُلَاتٍ يُقِيمْنَ صُلْبَهُ. It is sufficient for the son of Adam to have few bites which can keep his back straight. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا مُحَالَةَ فَثُلُثٌ لِطَعَامِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِشَرَابِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِنَفَسِهِ. If he insists that I'm going to eat, well, he can eat one third of his stomach for food, and one third for his drink, and one third for air. Otherwise, few bites are enough. So generally speaking, few bites are enough, subhanallah. And this is now what people have discovered, that we don't actually need fillers. We need just nutrients. And people say now micronutrients. Micro, and Allah knows, in the future they might say nano. We don't know. أُكُلَاتٍ يُقِيمْنَ صُلْبَهُ. Few bites. But once in a while, you know, we are human being. Okay, you have food and you are a guest of somebody. The guest is happy, you are happy. Okay, eat. This is for you to enjoy yourself. And then show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq and understanding. And may Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this ilm of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This every hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has so much wisdom that it can enlighten our life, our mind. And in every saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is knowledge and there is guidance. So we need to learn this, and we also need to spread this. Alhamdulillah, in this masjid we have regular durus. So we should encourage other people to attend as well. You know, if everybody can invite 2-3 people, we can have 10 people. And then 10 people can bring 10 more people. And then the more people can learn the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more people can praise Allah azza wa jal, the more people can read salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the more we can benefit from these gatherings. So this is not only a gathering for the sake of gathering, but this is gathering for the sake of spreading the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the actual mirath of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the actual gift of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which he gave to Ummah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us understanding and tawfiq to appreciate. Wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.